Q.
Can you hear me?
Please go ahead, Iran.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a landmark anti-discrimination framework adopted 20 years ago, the Durban Declaration and Program of Action remains pending to be fully implemented by all countries to accelerate the fight against racism in their respective countries, also renewing their commitment to implement the declaration. Delegation of the Islamic Republic of Iran would like to take this opportunity to reiterate Iran's new minister, His Excellency Mr. Hossein Amir Abdullahian, call upon the international community to identify major obstacles to the fight against racism, also his pledge as a new foreign minister on dedication to the eradication of all forms of racism and discrimination during commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action in New York. Madam Chair, it's regrettable that two decades after the adoption of DDPA, the world is suffering from revived forms of racial discrimination. The murder of George Floyd in Minnesota, along with international outcry against emerging Islamophobia, shows that the international community have to identify major obstacles in the way of combating racism and take serious action for its elimination. There is no question that 20 years after adoption of DDPA, that racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance remains a negation of the purposes and principles of the Charter of the United Nations and of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and that equality and non-discrimination are fundamental principles of international law. The COVID-19 pandemic proved that effectively combating acts of racism, racial discrimination in all its forms, traditional, new, xenophobia, and related intolerance are more necessary and urgent than ever. The new challenges born out of racial discrimination add to the urgency of updating international documents to counter inappropriate procedures. The most inhumane of such challenges is unilateral coercive measures that have been imposed by a group of countries in North against hundreds of million people of targeted countries, such as Iran, Cuba, Syria, Venezuela, and other independent nations. UCMs have exposed hundreds of millions of human beings to discrimination only on account of their nationality. Madam Chair, we call on human rights mechanisms to address the root causes of systematic racism and racial discrimination and urge states to take concrete measures to effectively and decisively implement DDPA. The international community must put at its top agenda elimination of the legacies of slavery, transatlantic slave trade, and colonialism, so as to achieve racial justice and equality and truly promote and protect human rights. I thank you.